With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Montana wildlife officials announced today that two grizzlies were recently killed in northwest Montana. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports a food-conditioned male grizzly was euthanized over the weekend, and a female was killed by a hunter last week.
A female grizzly killed by a hunter last week in the Whitefish Mountain Range east of Eureka was the 44th grizzly to die in the Northern Continental Divide Ecosystem, or NCDE, this year, approaching last year's record-breaking number of deaths. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks spokesperson Dylan Tabish says the female grizzly was accompanied by a cub.
We had an adult male who was hunting alone and reported that a grizzly bear charged him on a forested trail the morning of November 7th.
The hunter reported the incident to a Montana game warden, and the case remains under investigation. FWP is not attempting to capture the female's cub. The mother and her young lived in the NCDE. State officials say there have been 48 mortalities, meaning both bears killed and removed from the NCDE so far this year. Combined with last year's record number of mortalities, there have been 99 bears killed or removed over the past 2 years. Officials estimate there were 1,029 bears in the NCDE in 2018. In a separate incident, a 25-year-old male grizzly that belonged to the smaller Cabinet Yak ecosystem was euthanized over the weekend. Again, FWP's Dylan Tabish.
The bear had broken into a garage and fed on a harvested elk. And after consulting with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and following our guidelines, the bear was euthanized.
Tabish says the bear attempted to break into a barn last month but was unsuccessful. FWP then captured, collared, and transported that bear back to the wild before it returned to residential areas. The current population estimate for the Cabinet Yak ecosystem sits at about 50 to 60 bears. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.